coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the upstairs room of the best cigar shop east of just west of this very location. It's the Cigar Hacks, better known as a bunch of hacks talking cigars, etc. What do you say there, Ricky?
Hey, hey, hey. We're here up in Nashua, New Hampshire at Castro's.
Castro's back room.
Back room.
But we're in the upstairs room.
We're in the upstairs room.
In the back.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Overlooking the river.
Are there more cups for that bourbon?
Yeah, it's in the... right in here.
Okay.
Set them up there. You beat a bartender. Okay, because I'm reading over here. Okay, our panel of hacks for this installment are... Oh, we got Wild Will.
That body. One ice.
Girl, look at that body.
No ice.
Workout.
Yeah, you know the story. Still not working out.
Yeah.
Still looking for a job.
Okay. And we got Big Hose over here. We got a new drop for the Big Hose.
I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. There's such big balls. Daddy big balls.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm glad to be here. I'm a little off balance without my sidekick tonight. Joey's in Florida having fun.
Yeah.
He's with all the big wigs. But
we'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
I'm happy to be here, and I think this is going to be a great show.
All right. Chuck, what do we call him? Chuck?
Diddler.
The diddler. Oh, the fiddler. The fiddler.
He has a new drop, too.
We have a new drop for the fiddler, too.
I think he's...
I like it.
Oh, me likey.
Me likey, huh?
Welcome to the show. Looks like we're going to have a good night tonight. Weather's beautiful up here. We're at the top of Castro's in Nashua.
Yeah. Top of the hub. I was going to say that, but we're not at the hub.
Yeah.
It's the wrong place. All right. Mustang Mike.
Mustang Sally.
First time here, I'm loving it. It feels like a home away from home. I'm at the boardroom table, and I'm loving
right.
this.
It's upstairs here. There's like a conference room table with conference room chairs and all sorts of stuff hanging on the walls.
I feel like I should be playing poker here.
Yeah, there's like 150 Playboy magazines stacked on the shelf here. Some of them from the 70s. I'm like laughing at it. It takes us back to our childhood.
If there's a bunch of Playboys over there, I'm off the podcast.
Just right here. Just reach right behind you. Yeah. That's right there. All right.
We're going to call you Spanky tonight.
We got the long hauler.
16 times. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
It's been a long time, and I'm very, very excited to be back tonight. I love all the fan mail I've gotten, just begging me to come back. Like, you know, Mark, the show's not the same without you. Mark, your voice is like warm butter on a hot tortilla. It never ends, and I just had to come back. You guys have just been begging me, so here I am.
Awesome.
I didn't wear my waders. Sorry, it's getting deep in here.
All right, it's Nurse Rick, Enema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, Enema Boy is in the house. I got a good cigar for you tonight, fellas.
Okay, this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The myth! The legend!
Of what? I just don't know. I'm waiting for it.
Of what?
Yeah, there we go.
I just don't know.
Yep. Okay, our segments include Hidden Hearth, Blind Cigar Review. We have a new hearth that is a new brand, so Ricky will tell us about that. And then we've got current events in the cigar world. How many events we got there?
Oh, God, I didn't count them up.
That's 20. Well, I already counted them. All right, and then we got local Spotlight Cigar Lounge Review. We're here in the upstairs at Castro's in Nashua. And then we got the Hidden Hearth Reveal and Hidden Hearth... Oh, wait a minute. Controversy Corner. We can't forget that.
Oh,
Controversy
good.
Corner, where
What's
we expose
that?
The ugly underbelly of possible truth, along with the Hidden Hearth Reveal, Hidden Hearth Recap. And find us all over the internet, usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Oh, wow. There we go. All right, and we're off.
I'm going to pass out the cigar, and folks, I'm going to tell you what the cigar is up front. So we got a brand new cigar. I met this owner.
To the man!
He is the man. I met this owner when I was in Florida at the cigar quarters for Mardi Gras night. And his name is, I believe you pronounce it's Brahidi or Brady Rodriguez. And he is the owner of a company of the name of the cigar is La Rosa Negra. And he has this little thing that he wrote in here. Basically, it says, from the rich fields of Tamboril, the world capital of cigars in Santiago, Dominican Republic, we bring you La Rosa Negra. And it says, a distinctive taste and aroma due to the secret family house blend. Greatness in such art cannot be achieved without sacrificing time to master it. He who deserves the rose must respect the thorns. Yeah. So this is La Rosa Negra.
A.K.A. the Black Rose.
Oh. Every rose has its thorns.
Yes. All right. So I smell this thing, and it's hay all day long. It's a giant haystack on the
You know what's weird? I don't know if it's like in my brain, but I smell rose. I don't know if it's just because
God. It's...
A little bit of spice on the
cold. Sure, it's not almonds? Yeah.
No, I smell like a floral.
Yeah, see, I get tulip.
What's the gauge? Because it's a pretty big cigar. So I'm not used to this size.
Actually, it's a 52x6.
That's a Toro.
It's a Toro.
Standard Toro.
Toro Maduro.
It's definitely dark.
My favorite size.
Veins.
I'll tell you the wrapper. The wrapper is Maduro Habana.
I was going to say Habana, yeah.
Okay. The binder is Ecuadorian Sumatra, and the filler is Nicaraguan, along with Pilato Dominicano C98, whatever the hell that means.
It's dark, veiny, not toothy.
Yeah, it seems like it got a good,
cold draw.
Yeah, a little bit of spicy on the cold draw, I thought.
Yeah, I got nothing on the cold draw, but the foot is definitely a haystack.
Yes, big time.
I almost get like a little butteriness from it.
Let's light these things. Play the music. So light 'em up. Fire!
Oh, how I miss that. Not really.
Yep.
Tell me next time it's coming so I can take my headphones off.
I didn't hit the button fast enough. Usually I'll just do this to him, you know. Boom.
I waited.
You waited.
To see what he was going to do.
I'm going to have to play that Chuck Ricks mic off.
I have that somewhere.
We'll let it go. It's too late now.
Yeah, here it is.
Can you turn Rick's mic off?
Look at that.
How'd you do that?
Can you turn Rick's mic off?
Nice.
That's awesome.
How did you do that?
That's JoJo Moe.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
JoJo. So we got a crew here. We got a 7-pack. It's good. Perfect.
Oh, I like that first draw.
That's a different bite to it.
Yeah, but very, very different from what I'm used to.
Right off the bat, smooth. Like instant smooth.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Especially for Maduro.
Yeah, for something so dark, you don't expect it to be that smooth. Wow.
I remember smoking this, I think. Yes, I do remember smoking this, and I was afraid of it at first. But after the first, like, 6 or 7 puffs, it started to mellow very nicely.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of that Gisbert Intenso, a little bit.
Yeah.
Seems like with 7 of us smoking this, it's going to fill the room.
Well, the door's open.
The door's open.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can jump right out if you want. The roof is right there.
I can. I could land in my car. I parked right back there. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. I could be a Batman. Right? Hey, Robin. I'll be like Robin.
Batman.
We've done this up here with the door closed because it was winter time.
Yeah.
And it gets pretty smoky. But it's a big room. So
it's a beautiful room.
And I can't believe all the pictures. This just like classic stuff, you know, 50 and 100-year-old pictures on the wall.
Yeah, and you got.
It seems like it's a 100-year-old place.
And you get the vaulted ceilings. I mean, who makes vaulted ceilings these days?
Well, the building is definitely 150 years old, but the whole decor seems like it's been here for 100 years.
It's got a stuffed deer on the wall too. Nice.
You know, they got one up in Manchester too.
Yeah, there is a deer up in Manchester. Yeah. You're right.
It's right over the jukebox.
They even have Bruce Lee. Did he smoke cigars?
I don't know. All right, where are we at here? Ricky, you want to do troops?
All right, so big shout out to our troops fighting the good fight. Here in this country and abroad, we honor you, we respect you. Hopefully we don't go to war with Iran. But we just want to thank everybody out there, to the firemen, to the policemen out there, you know, and... to the police officer that lost his life in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Tragic accident.
We're very, very sorry to the family. You know, you guys got a very, very tough, and ladies, you have a very tough job. So, again, thank you for your service.
Yeah, yeah.
And to the firemen, too. My aunt is not doing well, and she couldn't get into the bed. We called 911. Firemen were there in 5 minutes, grabbed her. Took them 2 seconds to throw her into bed. Well, put her into bed, not throw her. Mm-hmm. So, thank you to the firemen out there. And first responders.
Right. Dave, on Instagram, we got a message from the owner. He wants to come on the show.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to call him right now. Is there a way to hitch up a phone?
Oh, I'm not set up.
All right, I'll put it up
like
this.
I just got to get the thing. Hang on.
Yeah, okay, we're on hold.
So you can...
trying to figure out what the taste is.
Yeah, whatever. You guys can continue here. All right.
I'm going to call this guy.
It's got a very earthy, like leather, earthy taste.
Okay.
Leather, that's what it...
Yeah.
Smooth, very smooth. Just
it is. No
it
spice.
Goes good with the bourbon I'm drinking.
Yes.
I don't taste spice. Do you, Mark?
No, it's smooth... Yeah. Retrohale is good. Smooth retrohale
was good. Yeah.
When you look at the cigar, I'd be like, "Oh, that's going to hurt on the retrohale." But
I was worried about.
It is really, really good.
Would love to have some provolone and hard salami with this.
So I'm going to call him and tell him I'm going to put him on.
No, I'm enjoying this cigar right now. I really am.
I like this a lot. Again, it reminds me of the Intenso. Reminds me of that cigar. The way it's made, the oily wrapper, the feel.
It has the look of a cigar that's going to knock you on your ass. But yeah, it's just
nice. Did you smoke the Spirit?
No.
Intense? Oh, because the guy, the rabbi brought it up from New York. We were at Grumpy's one night. It was similar to this in look and in construction and also in taste.
I can see why this cigar flew off the shelf. It's very nice.
It is.
Given the first, you know, quarter inch, I'd definitely buy this again at this point.
How long has this company been in business? I guess he'll talk about that later.
And they're pretty new.
If they're new and it's only been a year, that's a crazy, incredible feat to have a cigar like this.
Maybe the family's been in the business, though.
Yeah.
Do we know how old the cigar is?
One ringy dingy.
Hello?
Brady.
Yes.
Hey, it's Nurse Rick from the Cigar Hacks in beautiful 58-degree New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
Calling in. So let me introduce you. I got you on the show. We got you mic'd in. Let me introduce you to the Hacks. Our producer is known as Dave Hack, a.k.a. Cigar God. We have Wild Will here. We have Big Hose Bill is in the room.
Okay.
Chuck the Fiddler's in the room. We have Mustang Mike. We have the Long Hauler and myself. And we are smoking your cigar.
And we are enjoying it from the first... Quarter inch, half inch.
Yeah, we just lit it up, and so far, it's very, very smooth. Very, very good so far.
And we are smoking your Toro Maduro, and thank you very much.
Anytime. I'm actually glad. This is an honor for me and for La Rosa Negra Cigar. This is a passion that I know we all share. And actually, having a call from you guys, like I said before, I wish I could be there in person, you know, enjoying the cigar with you guys, because this is actually a passion that I share since I'm a little kid. I mean, we coming from a cigar family that has been doing this for generations and generations.
So, tell us a little bit about your cigar.
Well, it is a Toro Maduro.
Yep.
It is a Maduro wrap. You know, it has a Nicaraguan.
Yep.
C98, which is Piloto Dominicano. We have Sumatra, and we have Habano, and actually like a Sumatra wrapper on the outside.
How long is it aged for?
It's been aged for between 4.5-5 years.
I was going to say, because we just lit it up a few minutes ago, so we haven't smoked a lot of it, but right off the bat, very, very smooth cigar. Very smooth.
Yes.
We're all enjoying it so far.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So that was the Long Hauler. There's seven of us here, so you'll hear from all of them, but the cigar is outstanding so far.
How long have you been making this cigar for?
Well, we started our own company, which is La Rosa Negra, about 2 years ago. But since, you know, despite that we've been young in the industry, I'm coming from a cigar dynasty that is being started from my grandfather and then my father. And now it's me taking over the family tradition.
Now, is this cigar going to hit PCA?
We want to. We're thinking of it too. So I'm pretty sure we're going to do that this year.
Excellent.
I think it starts in November.
PCA just ended.
Just ended.
It just ended. It's in March. So you'll be in March of next year.
And I'll be out there as the rep, right, Dave?
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And it's going to be in New Orleans.
New Orleans this year. Yeah. Next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans of coming up to New England?
I'm be more than glad to be there. I mean, anywhere I could be, you know, to show up this passion that we all share.
So you said you were from a cigar dynasty. What family exactly, and what cigars did they make before you came out with this brand?
Well, my uncles and my father has been working for the LFD for many years. My uncle has been working in the LFD factory since 1994. He was actually involved in the Doble Liguero, which was Cigar of the Year in 1995.
Oh, we know it well.
I love that.
We know that cigar.
That's a great cigar, yeah.
Yes.
I love that one.
Yes.
Incredible.
Now, besides this one that we're smoking tonight, do you have any others under the La Rosa Negra?
Or other ones coming out?
Yeah, there is one that we're working on. It is our Torpedo, and it has the same shape of the Andalusian Bull for the LFD as well.
Yep.
And we're working on that one. We actually have in the stock over here, but it's in the phase of trying. It's not something that we haven't been in the market yet.
Yeah.
And then we have a Salomon that is also in the phase of trying, and it's not something that we haven't put the stamp of approval yet.
You on the Salomon, you have a binder I've never heard of. Oler, O-L-E-R, is that correct?
Yes, it's called Olor. And the Spanish word is called Olor. It's a binder. It's very rare, and it's actually produced where it's actually similar to the same tobacco of the Andalusian Bull.
Wow.
Oh, I bet I will like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is fabulous.
It's really good. Yeah.
What do you think, Big Hoss?
I love it. It's the perfect size. It's my size cigar. I always smoke this size. I thought it was going to be a little strong when I took a look at it, but I think it's just got a nice mellow flavor to it.
Oh, it's great.
Great flavor.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, the retrohale is nice, too.
That's the first thing I did was retrohale the first few.
Ooh.
And smooth, very nice.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a medium full body cigar. And the reason you see it that it's like very dark in the wrapper, but it's not that harsh because we want somebody to enjoy it. We don't want you to, you know, knock you off.
Well, that's what I expected when I saw the darkness of it. I like a strong cigar. So I wouldn't be turned off by that, but I expected the cigar to punch me in the face when I lit it, and immediately it was just wow, you know, just smooth, really, really good cigar.
Yeah, no, me too. I mean, I like medium body usually, but this is a little to the right of medium, but it's not spicy at all. It's just that you got that smooth flavor, and I compared it to the Gespirit Intenso. I don't know if you ever heard that, but it looks like it has that oily wrapper, and it just has that smooth taste. So. Really, really good.
It's well constructed.
It is. The draw is perfect on mine.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys are getting the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
nice.
The perfect draw on a cigar. There's not even a little bit of too tight or too loose. It's just, for me, this cigar is perfect right now.
Dude, you got to get your ass up into the Northeast.
Yeah, we'll bring you on a tour of different shops. And
we go to numerous shops.
We'll introduce you to some owners, you know, on the different shops up here.
This cigar was...
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I gave the cigar tonight to the owner of Dunstable. He puts out Dunstable cigars via the Nelson Placencia factory. And we're going to give it to the owner of this establishment who owns four stores.
Yes. In New Hampshire.
He owns four stores.
Yeah. This would fly out of Twins. This would fly
out of some of our stores.
Yeah, Twins has two stores.
You got to get your ass up here.
Two guys has three stores.
I will.
Yeah.
And you have to coordinate it where you actually come on the show physically instead of just on the phone.
So definitely.
I'd be more than welcome. I'd be more than glad. Yeah.
So what states are you right now in? Because we have listeners all over the country, so...
Yeah, any shops you're in different areas, if you want to give them a shout-out, you know, you're welcome to do that. If it's an individual shop that you can get your cigars. I'm heading down to Tampa in the next few months, but if anybody around, we get listeners everywhere, so definitely give some shops some shout-outs that carry your cigars, and that'll help promote
it. Yes, we actually located in the Cigar Quarters. I mean, Nurse Rick is very familiar with it. He was with us in the last event that we host. The Cigar Quarters in Florida, in the Orlando area. We also in Tampa. We also in Tampa in MC Cigar Shop.
Yep.
And Lounge.
That's in Valrico.
Yes, in Valrico, Florida. We also here in the upstate New York, in Utica, New York, at Habano Cigar Shop. Mm. That is also another location.
The only thing that I had issues with is, and it's probably me because I can't see, but the band is very dark. And it does, you know, the Black Rose, I understand that's your.
Chuck's also very old and nearly blind, so yeah, that's probably part of it.
Yeah, but we're in a dark room, too.
Yeah, but most people that smoke cigars are my age, too. But no, but just a little constructive criticism, it's hard to see the brand. It's hard to see the brand on the label, but other than that, the cigar is superb. Superb.
Great. I'm so glad.
But where
I'm
are you?
So glad that you guys like it.
Where are you based out of?
We are based right now in Utica, New York, but we're constantly traveling back and forth to the Dominican Republic. That cigar is actually handmade and manufactured in Tamboril, which is the capital of the world of cigars in the Dominican Republic.
So you said you've been doing this for 2 years with this brand?
With the brand, yeah. I've been working in the brand for 2 years, but like I said, we've been in the cigar world for 3 generations already.
Nice. Do you have enough stock made up to be able to open up a bunch of new shops?
Yes, we do.
And do you reside up in the Utica area? You live in New York?
I have a house in New York, yes, in Utica, New York.
That's only about 2.5 hours from here. It's not far.
No, more than that.
But 2.5, 3. It's like 45 minutes past Albany.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So yeah, 2.5, 3 hours, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I used to go out there for work all the time.
So I could be there at any time. So give me a heads up.
Start driving. You could be here tonight.
Right? But no, we should definitely coordinate something. And, you know, it's not a far commute to come out here.
That's right. Manchester's open till 2 o'clock in the morning. You can make it in time for last call.
Our stores are open pretty late.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, nice.
The only thing is you'll have to come up at, well, you know what the weather's like, so you're used to it. You can come up at any time.
Well, the weather's great now. It's like 63 out. Yeah, it was
gorgeous.
I don't know. But no, you can tell the workmanship coming through the cigar. Just, I've never had any air products, and this is like blowing me away right now, really.
Oh my God! You don't know how honored I am.
Well, and to be honest, you know, we get a box of cigars we've never heard of. You're almost a little hesitant. You're like, this could go either way, but
it's going the right way.
No, it definitely is going the right way. Yes,
I'm smoking this down to the nub.
Yeah, this is delicious. Yeah, yeah.
We'll be rating this later on, and I'm sure Rick will let you know what the rating is. But I have a feeling it's going to be quite good.
Great. Thank you so much.
You know, this is our sixth year. We smoke a cigar every single week.
Okay.
And we usually cover the bands, but I didn't do it this time because nobody would have known this cigar. So I brought the box. I handed them out to some of the regulars downstairs, and we're upstairs. It's a two-floored place, and I'm sure they're enjoying it.
I know you guys are having a great time right now. I wish I could be there, like I said.
Well, the next time, when you're in town, we'll take you for the tour.
Sure.
We'll take you to a lot of shops.
I hope you're ready for late nights.
Yes, I am.
You just bring your lovely wife. And who is the person in the bathtub on your Instagram? Is that your wife?
That's going to be my wife. We're going to get married actually next month.
Wow. Congratulations.
Beautiful.
Wow. Congratulations. Yes.
Drop dead
Thank
gorgeous.
You. Thank Beautiful. You so much.
Does she have a sister?
You guys.
Does she have a sister or my mother or anything?
Yeah, you got to remember.
Maybe Brady. A grandmother.
You got to remember, Brady. Other than the long haul, we're all old guys. We're all 50s and 60s. Like,
It's really a pleasure. But maybe later on down the road, we can all go to the Pro Cigar event in Dominican Republic. They host it every February and every year. And it's actually great. It's like, you know, all the stores open their door.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Like, they rate the best cigars and the best tobacco of the world every year. Yes.
Big time.
I can't say enough.
You guys are more than welcome to come to my villa. We're all going to have a blast.
All right. That would be fabulous.
Okay. I'm on the next flight.
Yes. Excellent. So, listen, thank you for coming on. And what will happen is when I get the rating, I will call you.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what the rating is.
And, Dave, do you have a rough idea when this show will be aired?
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Okay. So this show will be available if you Google Cigar Hacks or any of the regular podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, all those. You can get this episode on Monday once he's done editing it.
So, okay, great. What time will it be the premiere on Monday, like during the day?
I schedule them for 3:01 a.m. Eastern so that it's midnight Pacific time.
Oh, okay.
Great. Early in the morning. Great, yep. Great. I'll make sure I'll tune in and all my guys, I'll tell them to listen to you guys. Great.
So you're all caught up with editing. That's good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Anthony at the Cigar Quarters plays our shows every single Monday.
Yeah,
oh,
you really? Were saying
oh.
that.
So.
Oh.
So he's going to hear it. I was a big shout out to Anthony. He's a great gentleman.
Great guy.
Yeah, maybe gentleman. He'll probably sell some more cigars there on Monday then.
Yep. He will.
He'll be saying, I heard about you on the Hacks.
Yep.
That'll be it. Yes. You'll know it's us.
Well, guys, thank you so, so much. I'm really honored and appreciate the opportunity, and I'm more than glad that you guys love it.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brady.
No problem. Thank you
right.
so much.
Thank you.
Good to meet you on the phone. Look forward to meeting you in person.
And I look forward to seeing you again.
Take care. It's been a pleasure.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. This cigar is incredible.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He does.
Real nice guy. His wife is drop-dead gorgeous. Oh. She came in. She was wearing like a red dress.
You don't have to whisper, Ricky. We can't hear you.
She was wearing a red dress.
And he can edit it.
Boobs were flowing. And oh, I was like, God. She is gorgeous. The nicest person. You know, just two of the nicest people. I also met his, I don't know if he's the, I think he's the rep. He's a wholesaler for this cigar.
How old
Great
is he?
Great guy. This guy is probably in his
30s.
Young 30s.
Wow. He seems like a very humble guy. Very, very,
very, very,
very likable.
Nice
likeable.
Man.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if he came up and hung around with us and we took him around to the shops. You could introduce him to so many different players up here. He could open up New England.
Every player would
New York
be,
Minute.
And that's true. So when you listen to the show, Brady, yeah, seriously.
We'll yeah, I mean, plan on booking a book a room or something, but come up here, you know, plan it ahead of time. Come up here on a Saturday morning and we'll do some hopping around on Saturday.
We'll bring you out in a limo.
Nobody caught that. He said a New York Minute.
And a New York Minute.
Exactly.
Well, actually, if he comes up on a Friday, he can be on the podcast.
Or the other alternative is bring him down to Rhode Island, too, when we do
that's right. He could, meet us, there. He could meet us in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
If you wear a Yankee hat, you're dead.
No.
That's an automatic drop
I can
in the
wear
ratings
anymore.
By 5 points.
I can wear whatever I want with my friend.
He's upstate New York, so he's probably
you never know.
Not a Yankee fan. Yeah. But
he'll have a Buffalo hat on.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. No Buffalo hats, no Yankee hats.
Or Mets.
No, okay. Mets are okay.
You got any more of these cigars?
Nope.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Moving right along here, a couple of quick news items. The New England Cigar Expo tickets go on sale this Saturday, May 4th. Right? If you get the Friday ticket, you could be in the contest to win up to a pound of gold.
Ooh. I'm going to be doing that. Definitely going to this.
Real gold? Like a gold bullion?
Yeah. Yes, bars. Gold bars.
Yeah. A gold bars. A pound.
Up to
That's
a,
so cool.
Up to a
so,
pound.
So if you win, you win a half a pound. And then they do like a coin flip for the
double or nothing,
which not for nothing. If I won right now,
I would do
half
it.
A pound is worth what?
Like $800
$800, like $16,000.
Yeah.
Well, it's also a lot of times over the years, what Dave's done with raffles too is he splits them before the finalists get down.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be there'll be four guys left in the running, and he'll say, you know, if the prize is worth say $20,000, so he'll give each of you $3,000.
Oh, nice.
And if you say yes. You each get $3,000.
I got
so it's like, let's make a deal type of thing.
Do you want to roll the dice and be the main guy?
So it's like, let's make
a deal. Yeah, he does that a lot. So,
And I
think with his wording about the gold up to a pound, you know, that, you know,
if
he's something
if
similar.
If an ounce is worth right
2400.
Now. 2,400. Yeah, 2,400 an ounce.
Wow.
I got news for you.
Wow.
Half a pound. You're talking
Yeah. 8 times 24.
He already said,
it's about 20,000.
He already said on Cigar Authority maybe 5 weeks ago when I was there, five, 6 weeks ago, he already bought the gold that's in his safe. So it's already he already has it. It's ready
to
go.
You know what? If I won that, I would keep it. Just put it on top of my humidor.
I can imagine if it gets down to three people, he'll say, I'll give you 5,000 apiece.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which.
Yep. And, but everybody's got to say yes.
Everybody has to say yes. And you know damn well.
Yeah.
Guys are going to say this is worth 20,000. Well,
that's today. It could be worth 3,000 an ounce by the time they have
That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
So
could be more.
Right. Especially in election year.
You're going to lose a lot of money.
Seriously. It could be a...
Buy your ticket Saturday or miss
it. Well, especially with this inflation, right? Yeah. You want gold because the dollar's falling like crazy right now.
Yeah, so the tickets go on sale on Saturday. They sell out like a day. The event is in September, last weekend in September. But the tickets are sold in May.
Yep.
And so that's how that goes. And the other thing I have in the news here is 724 Barbershop is now open at Twins.
I need a haircut. Don't you think I need a haircut, Dave?
It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m. You can go online and schedule an appointment.
It's getting long.
Yeah. They do beards over there?
Do everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything.
They do beards, beards and hair, lineups.
Yeah, he's
beards.
A barber. He'll do anything.
You know what?
It's a full service.
If you go over there... And you shave that. Oh. I mean, I bet you Kurt would throw you something. Seriously. If you walked in and said, what do I get if I shave it off?
You can't shave that. That's a work of art. Look at that.
I mean, seriously.
I had one of those years ago, too.
It's priceless. You can't shave. I mean, it's priceless.
Yeah.
So there's not a dollar
it's
amount.
It's so soft, dude. He takes such good care of it.
For our listeners out there. The Big Hose.
Yeah, love you, man.
The Big Hose because he was a fireman, and thank you very much for
your
years.
You're welcome.
This gentleman has a beard that's halfway down his chest.
Yeah. A good ten inches long.
I'm working on it.
He outdoes Santa.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, working on it. Elvis in the house.
Elvis.
He looks like the guy, the Wolverine right now.
Yeah, he does.
I just trimmed mine today because it was just shooting out to the sides. It wasn't dropping down. It was just out to the sides. Yeah.
Well, you got to get past that. So you need enough weight so it goes down.
It's hockey playoff, so maybe I'll let mine grow in. It doesn't come in much, but Rick and I have that problem.
I've been growing this for about 50-something years, and it hasn't grown in.
Yeah, Mike, it'll be next year's hockey playoffs before it's full.
The Viking over here, the long hauler, had a long run.
Oh, yeah, mine was down.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that going to get caught in the steering wheel?
That's it for the news. So it's time for the current event.
No, people used to ask me all the time, do things get caught in your beard? I was like, yes, occasionally crumbs, soup, and women.
That's good. What's wrong with that? That's an advantage.
Are we doing the rotating reading?
Do whatever you want. You guys,
read away.
We're trying to figure out how we're going to do the reading tonight, and Wild Will's going to take it. And then we said, maybe we could do rotation. So if you get tired and you want to hand it off, just point to somebody, and then they have to do the next one.
Oh,
and if you
that's
screw
a good
up,
way to
you
go.
Pass it to the person to your right.
It's like, Simon Says.
Simon Says, yep. Okay, here we go.
Okay, everyone, here we go. We got Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire, Salem, Nashua, and Seabrook, New Hampshire, Toscano Cigars Pizza Party in Nashua on May 3rd at 6 p.m. with Michael Capellini, $10 per person, advance tickets only. Father and son, daughter, cigar dinner with Aganosa owner Eduardo Fernandez. Sorry, my light wasn't good. And his son Max at the Roma restaurant in Haverhill, Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. Italian dinner and two Aganosa cigars for $39 per person. 59. Advance tickets only. Next.
And next we have Twins, Londonderry, New Hampshire. Pipe Club presents Beers, Brats, and Briar with Eric Stokerby on Saturday, May 11th at 12 p.m. Limited tickets, $50 per person. And next
we have Ash Cigar Lounge, Kingston, New Hampshire. Women Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, hosted by Kateria Cuevas. The next one is May 1st, a special screening of Hand Rolled featuring J.C. Newman Cigar Company, hosted by Eric Newman, J.C. Newman. Wednesday, June 5th, dinner and the movie at 6 p.m. at Saddle Up, followed by cigars in the lounge next door from 8 to 10 p.m.
And just before you read it, that movie is all about the Cuesta Rey factory.
Oh, wow.
That's owned by Eric and his brother Bobby.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's haven't seen it.
Owned by the Newmans. It's all about how they make cigars. It's
in fact, incredible. I heard by next week, if you haven't seen it, your hack card is actually pulled.
Who made all him right. the boss?
So we got Grumpy's Cigar and Lounge in Hudson, New Hampshire, now open at 12 noon Wednesdays through Sundays. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with margaritas, cigars, and raffles on Sabado Cuatro de Mayo, 5 to 9 p.m.
Also, Cuatro de Mayo.
Also, Orthodox Mayo. Easter.
And that's a three-leaf cigar event, too. I forget to add that in there, but another three.
Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway in Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount to all first responders and veterans. 20% discount for active military members.
Eli's Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies' Night, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 12, and any men that describe themselves as women.
Oh, come on.
Cocktails for the ladies.
There you go. All right. Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Rocky Patel, Cutting Light with Mike the Cop on Friday, May 17th, 4 to 10 p.m. Every Monday, it's Military Appreciation with 20% off for active duty members and veterans. All right, every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' Night on Thursdays.
You sound like you think you're on the radio
or
something.
You know something?
Sunday. Come on down.
We should make a ride out there.
Heads up about Diplomat.
Yeah.
I was talking to Josh recently. One week ago, he got all his bourbons in, all his whiskeys.
Yeah.
And when you mention all the best bourbons there is, like anywhere, they're all of them. You know, top bourbons. When you ask somebody their top five bourbons, those are the 5 to 8 he got in. So.
Yeah, and in order to make room for him, he had a half
50%
price
off
sale on the stuff.
But all the top shelf bourbons he has at his bar right now.
Hit it, Will.
Okay, the Tobacco Shack, Raleigh, Mass. Celtics and Bruins are in the playoffs, and they're on at the Shack.
Next.
All right, I think we're on... Victory Cigar. It's Victory Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass. The Victory Open at Shining Rock Golf Club in Northbridge, Mass. On Monday, June 10th, $600 per foursome, golf, food, cigars, and more. Support our veterans. Reserve today.
Hopefully Ricky's not playing.
And that's a great course.
Okay, and next we have Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. Forged Cigar Dinner with Jim Price on Thursday, May 16th at 6 p.m. $30 per person includes dinner and two cigars. Next.
Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Smokes and Jokes Stand-Up Comedy Night, Saturday, May 4th, 8 p.m. $20 per person reserved today. Live music Saturday nights, 8 to 11.
And we will be going there this summer.
Speaking of stand-up, did anyone go to Pat's mom's thing? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good.
It was good.
White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Come on down. Ladies' night, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. with drink specials.
Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Comedy night, Saturday, May 18th, 6 p.m., $25 per person. And make sure you watch Miserable Nick. He might be smiling.
I would be willing to put money on it that he's not.
The rep of all reps.
Okay, Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays. All active duty military members receive 10% off their individual bill with valid ID.
Next, we have the Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. NEPA, Cornhole Classic, and Cinco de Mayo Party, Sunday, May 5th at noon. $50 per team of two. The first annual Smoke & O's Cigar Festival is Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. VIP $250 per person and general admission $175 per person. Smoke & O's Golf Tournament, Friday, May 17th. Hosted by Oliva Cigars. Brews, bourbon, blues, and barbecue with Rocky and Nimish.
All right, that's the Rocky Patel crew. Yep.
All right, Smoke Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, PA. First Friday happy hour,
Friday, May 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m., $25 per person.
Now, that includes a two-hour open bar. Ooh. And a bunch of food and stuff, too. They have a bunch of bar food there.
That's a good price.
Yeah, it's a good, great deal. Every month they do that. It's a really good deal.
And next we have, excuse me, En Fuego, McKinney, Texas. Annual Drew Estate Sales Event, Thursday, May 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m.
We go to Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. Cinco de Mayo all day. Buy one, get one. House cigars in $20 Modelo or Corona buckets.
Why do I always get the short ones?
Well,
you're
Mark,
short.
Come on now.
Which one are we on? Oh, Cigar Quarters?
You ain't no big man.
King Corona, Tampa.
You ain't
King
no big
Corona,
man.
Tampa. Tampa, Florida.
Come on, Alex. Let's
Tampa
go.
Bay Lightning, new NHL playoff games are on at King Corona.
Great Ooh. Place to go. And sorry, the Bruins are going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Corona Cigar, Orlando, Florida. Howard G. Cigar Event, Sand Lake, Friday, May 10th, 3 to 7.
And awesome. Everybody did a good job.
That's it for the current events.
McGroin, I just don't understand it. Seven of us read these events.
What'd you say about McGroin?
Oh, I just said that I think McGroin made 17 mistakes, and seven of us, seven different people, read these events with just
like
one mistake.
One or two little
little mistakes.
It was 59, not 39.
Just saying, bro.
Okay. And that brings us to the Hidden Half Reveal pre rating here. Let's go to the rating.
Do a rating. I'm going to start.
I'm barely halfway through.
Halfway through.
Yeah, but we've been on this for almost 40 minutes now.
Oh, yeah, right. No, it's
at least a half an hour.
This cigar, it's burning slow. It's delicious. I'm going to give this a 9.5. This is an outstanding cigar. For a new cigar, this is outstanding.
Oh, you going to me now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? We're doing clockwise? All right. All right, it's a very good cigar, I got to say. The draw on this thing is fantastic. It's burning good. I did one little touch-up on it that I probably didn't have to do. The retrohale is nice. I will give this a 9.3.
Wow.
I'm with you, Dave. One small touch-up that probably didn't need to be done. I love the flavor on this. It's unique for most of what I smoke. And, as soon as this is in the shops, I'll be buying at least one or two more per visit.
Yes.
I'm going to say 9.5.
Because
I've been enjoying this. I'm at the label now. I had to take the label off, and I do like the label, too. I like the idea of a Black Rose. And I don't know what the price is for a single, but it's well worth anything you pay for it, I would imagine. And I've just been enjoying this, retrohaling it. I think I've been smoking it a little fast, but it's even as it can get. It hasn't ran down the sides or anything. It's very nice.
I think it's between 12 and 14.
Wow.
It's a good price.
I pay that all day long.
That's crazy. Would you give it?
I gave it a 9.5.
Thank you.
Easy 9.5.
Chuck?
You know, they say part of the cigar experience is where you're smoking, the weather, the people around you, the drinks, the bourbon, whatever. This cigar holds itself. It's just one of my favorite all times. I love it. I can't say more about it. The label's a little dark for me, but maybe it's dark up here, so I can't see it. But other than that, I think this is a great cigar.
New glasses.
Yeah, I give it I just got these. I give this a 9.75.
Wow.
Well, Mustang Mike here. I've been trying to replace the Berlin Wall for a while, and this thing may fit the bill. I'm at a 9.66.
Wow. Ooh, man. Long hauler here. And, you know, to me, I feel like a lot of people overrate cigars. Like, you probably never heard me even rate anything over a 9. Because to me, a 9 is probably most people's 9.5, 10s.
But could it be the night?
This
could
is phenomenal. This is, I'm honestly digging. Like, the last 5 minutes, I've been trying to figure out what can I find wrong. What can I say negative? Because there has to be something. And honestly, I really can't. A few times, I thought I would have a burn issue. Thought I was going to have to do a touch-up. I just rotated it, you know, and it fixed itself. And I really cannot say anything negative about the cigar. And I'm going to give it a 9.2.
I mean, yes.
And a 9.2 for me is most people's 10. I mean,
that's big.
Because, you know, 9's rare out of me. This is a phenomenal cigar.
Wow.
If I can get my hands on a box, I'm buying one in the next few days.
This comes
absolutely.
Out
me too.
To a 9.49.
Nice. Wow.
This 9.5. Has made.
Number one?
Well, it was 9.487, so I'm giving it a 9.49. This cigar has made our top 10 list, which is amazing because, granted, we're smoking 52 cigars a year, and for cigars to make a top list, this...
9.49, you said?
9.49. This is the second best cigar that we have smoked this year.
What was first?
The Rare Pink at a 9.7. The Aganosa Supreme Leaf was a 9.48. So this one is in second place.
You know who I think would like this is the GC. Oh, Alex.
Alex would love this, and I have one for him.
Oh, okay.
So the La Rosa Negra has just made number two on our
list. This is going to be a big... It's going to fly out of the stores.
This is going to fly off the stores, and I want to tell you right now, Brady, I want to cut. I'm going to bring you on the market in New England.
I don't care about the cut. I just want cigars.
Yeah, Rick, you used to be a hammer salesman. Now you're going to be a salesman for this.
Oh, my God. I would gladly rep the cigar.
There you go. 949?
949. Yeah.
Okay, and that brings us to Local Spotlight. Cigar Lounge Review. Here we are, Castro's upstairs.
I have been to pretty much all the Castro's, but this is the first time I've been allowed upstairs at the Nashua shop. And
allowed? You can come up here anytime.
Well, no, not unless he's with us.
Yeah,
that's right.
Special. You need special permission, but you're here.
Okay, allowed or ventured, whatever, but...
It's a long walk.
I would hang out up here 24/7, pretty much, if I could. So,
it's a great place. And what I really liked was when I walked in, they were all ready for us. They were all saying hello. Jill and Dave were downstairs. They were the people that came up. We met the owner of Dunstable Cigars. I passed these up.
That's Dunstable?
No.
Oh, that's somebody else.
That was somebody else that I've met up in Seabrook, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was like, Nurse Rick, and knew all about our show and so forth.
It must be something about Southern New Hampshire because Grumpy's in this place. You go in there, and even the locals are friendly. You meet
everybody.
These guys, and they welcome you in.
That's every cigar lounge.
You know what?
Lounge.
That's every cigar lounge. Right. So I was down in Florida for Mardi Gras. One of the funniest things I think I said it on the show before, but I got to tell you, there were probably 150 plus people. There were four Caucasians. That were there. And I walked out to the lounge outside is gorgeous, and it's big. And it looks like it holds another 150 people. And all these people, I walked out, you could have heard a pin drop. Everyone just looked at me. And I went, what? Is it because I'm Jewish? And they just, everyone was laughing and having fun.
And did any of them know you from the show?
They knew I was Nurse Rick from the Cigar Hacks. But they were just like everybody was so welcoming. You know, I'm on the way to the bathroom, and people are like, "Hey, Nurse Rick," and real nice. And I'm looking at them going, "Who is that? Who is that?"
You know, that reminds me. I went down to McKinney, Texas, once on a business trip, and I went to a cigar bar. I thought they had booze because people were drinking, but they brought their own bottles. So I'm sitting next to this guy, and I go, "Where's the booze?" He goes, "Across the street." He goes, "You can bring here, but they don't serve." And he goes, "Nah, don't worry about it." And he opened his jacket. He had like three bottles. "Sit down. I'll take care of you." It was nice. It was great.
Just okay. Who's breathing on their mic? Whatever.
Whoever it is, they stopped.
Javi?
Javi?
Where's Javi tonight?
Oh, Javi had some sort of procedure.
Just push your mic up a little bit and then.
I think. Javi, we're all thinking about you, brother. And
always.
Chris, Comedy Chris, we're all going to be going to the Beefo Bingo. Beefo. The meat raffle. I'm even bringing people from work.
When and where's that?
And so that is, I believe, on May 10th.
May 10th.
It's a Friday.
So how come that's not on current events?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it should be there.
So do we have to reserve it? We already replied.
No. Nope.
If you replied, is that okay?
We just it's sure. At the Saddle Up. We're going to be going in, and then, you know, and it's a lot of fun. It's not a lot of money. You know, each card, everybody gets a placard with like three cards. And depending on what the cut of beef is, somebody in the Elks group is a butcher. So he brings all these prime cuts. So, you know, if he's given prime rib, he might have like 5 pounds of prime rib. And the placards might be $3 for the three cards. And you can get as many placards as you want. They run about 20 games. Each placard has a card in it.
Three
cards. It has three cards in it. And then they draw from a deck of cards. And if it matches, you yell out, you beef-o, bingo, whatever, and you win.
That's cool.
Cool.
And it's neat. And then if two people win, what they do is they do Indian
– a beef-off?
Yeah. They go up front and they do – what's it called? Indian –
yeah, you put the card up.
You put the card on the head and you have to guess who has a bigger card, you or your partner. And they go from there. And then if people tie, then they cut.
I want to take a quick second, and my regular shop is Castro's in Manchester, and one of our regulars, Donnie, he had leukemia. He went into remission. He spent 32 days in the hospital. I saw him tonight. He's doing quite well.
Good.
He looks good. It came back a little bit, but it's just, I want to say, Donnie, it was great to see you, and I hope you are healthy and happy. And
all of us.
Yeah.
Donnie's a great guy.
Good dart player, too.
Good dart player.
Yeah. Hit that bullseye, Donnie.
All righty. Oh, you know what we forgot to mention? The podcast juice. Tonight we're drinking Bullet.
Bullet bourbon.
Bullet. Let's have that Bullet over
give me
here.
Give me some.
This is the Bullet bourbon.
You want some?
It was a full bottle.
Neat. Ice. No ice. Neat.
It's a Frontier whiskey. It's Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Yeah, we got it.
I'll take a little, too, with ice.
With ice.
With ice. I like a little water cut into mine.
Yeah, I guess I'll have some ice in mine, too. What the hell?
Don't give me a big, big glass of it, because...
A little glass.
We know how you are with bourbon, Rick.
Yeah.
He goes wild with bourbon.
You got to let it melt out.
Yeah,
last
time we did that out here, he was out on the roof half naked.
And it wasn't a sight to see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're still here.
They just came back.
You smoking it? Come and get on the mic, Dave.
Are you smoking the rose?
I am.
Oh, thank you.
Marky, give me a little more than that. Thank you.
Goes good with the cigar.
Perfect. It really does.
There he is.
So we just rated it, and it came out very high, but we're wondering your opinions on the cigar.
Goes good with the cigar, yeah.
Yeah. It looks a lot stronger than it is.
Yes.
Yep.
Smooth, isn't it?
It's very smooth. That's what I was about to say.
You don't get that from the looks. You expect it to knock you on your ass.
Yeah, you expect it an oily, strong, but it's not.
No.
It's very smooth.
Yep. And for a brand new cigar, you wouldn't expect this. And usually when I hear about a Dominican, I'm always like, oh boy. But
he said it was well aged.
It's five years old.
Wow.
That's probably the key right there. They didn't rush it out.
Yeah.
I like the texture of the wrapper, too.
Yeah.
It has that rough texture.
Yep.
I like that.
A little rustic. Not really toothy, but it's bumpy.
Yes.
All right.
It's like a cigar you'd see a mobster smoking.
And then they can buy anything they want.
They're going to buy the best cigars. And this is that type of cigar that you could see. I can see like rich people buying this and smoking it and not caring. It's just, it fits that mode of
like
a Tony Soprano cigar. These guys who buy $50 and $100 cigars would smoke these.
I would agree with you. Yeah. It's very good.
And for the price, we said the price points are at like less than $15. That's incredible. Yeah.
This is an outstanding cigar.
Yeah, we're going to push to get it in New England here.
Definitely worth the money for sure.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So we were talking about the shop here.
And the size, too, at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were doing our cigar lounge review here for Castro's in Nashua. So do you come to Nashua?
Yeah, I'm one of the regulars here. Yeah.
So has the humidor been redone?
It is constantly being reorganized. And
well, and the glass wall there, is that
Oh, yeah, that new? Is new. Yeah, we just cleaned that all up. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of bookshelf-type display cases on the outside, and we took all those away. We reorganized the inside so that you can see through the glass.
Yeah, I noticed that. And it looks a lot different when I walked in. Something's different.
Right.
It looks a lot bigger. It looks a lot nicer.
I'll pass that along that you noticed because that's
very good.
Well, we'll see Eric later on tonight. So
we will.
We'll be heading up to Manchester.
Hitting Manchester.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So,
the regular.
Yeah. It's a much different feel when you are in the humidor or on the outside looking in and see the humidor.
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of people that come up here to watch the game or watch TV? And
yeah, we've got a very solid core group. I would say 25
to
35 guys.
That's awesome.
And then a lot of people that, you know, walk the street. And
I mean, you could do an event up here. I mean, this place.
No question.
Yeah. Up here, I mean, it's,
who's the guy
it's
who's,
nice.
Who's the guy who's here? Yeah, I think he's like, he works here and he's a, he like kind of yells out a lot at the games and that type of
thing. That's Billy.
Yeah, he's that's a riot. Billy. He's a riot.
Yeah.
We call him the director of evening he's and awesome. Weekend
he gets so emotional.
Operations.
Yeah, Chuck, you and I were watching that game one night, and he was yelling at the TV.
Yeah. What hours do they run here?
10 a.m. To 10 p.m. at a minimum, if there's a game on, which almost nightly there's one of the four. You know, Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, obviously wintertime Patriots. But if there's a game, they'll stay open till 11, weekends generally till 11 or 12.
Are there two nice. People that are working downstairs? Because I only gave one of the cigars out to one of them. Who was the other guy? Is there another guy down there?
So we've got a few down there now. There's two down there now that also work here. I pick up one night a week here. There's right now four people that have varying shifts.
Wow.
But at any given time, because all of us are such regulars, we're all
right.
generally one or two are in the shop at any given time.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a nice family, tight-knit group.
I'd never been here until maybe 4 weeks ago. We were at the Merrimack Outlet shopping, and we went to eat, had lunch across the street. And I said, oh, Castro's across the street. I'm going to run in real quick. they still have them here, just so anybody listening knows. Kind of only comes out a few months a year is the Fuente Anejos.
Yes, they're downstairs.
They got them downstairs, so if anybody's Ooh. Listening, and they're Anejo fans, I stock up every year. I generally don't smoke the ones I buy now. The ones I buy now replace the ones from last year in my humidor, and I start smoking the ones from a year ago. One of my favorite cigars. So they have them here in stock.
Perfect.
Plenty of them.
I'm going to grab one of them.
I'd never been here until 3-4 weeks ago. I just stopped in to grab one. I didn't
you know what? A good restaurant here, too, is a place called Surf.
Surf's good. Martha's place, is phenomenal.
Surf has the seafood there is incredible.
Surf is great. Martha's up the street. Phenomenal. I worked there for one weekend when I was like 15 years old. I was up visiting from Florida. My brother was a cook there, a sous chef. And he said, hey, you want to pick up a few dishwashing shifts? I was like 15. Like, yeah, sure. Why not? You know? And I worked there for a weekend when I was like 15.
Well, I started my career here on Canal Street.
Oh, nice.
Sanders Associates. Yeah. And I lived up on Exit 5 West. For like 15 years, so.
A question for our guest. How long have you known Eric?
Let's see. I was coming here probably the late 2000 teens, 16, 17, 15, somewhere around there. Very cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the four locations, and I've been to all of them many times. I was a regular at Bedford, Manchester, been to Concord many times. And, you know, life kind of puts you where you are, and right now for the last 5-6 years it's been Nashua.
Bedford's really guy. Nice. Bedford's like a Come. Like a little country cabin type,
Bedford,
type of
thing. Yeah, that's its own spot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
It is. It's a much different than the other three.
Mm. It is.
It's
yeah.
its own spot.
Who's drinking this with ice right now?
I had it with ice earlier. I'm drinking it neat now.
So
I drink it with water. I add water.
How long has this been here? When I was working, you know, when I was started my job, I was like 1981 through like 2002 here.
From what I understand, the location where we are here now used to be a clothing store.
Oh, okay.
And 20, perhaps slightly more years ago, Castro's was across the street. And one day, all the regulars got together and through Eric's guidance, moved everything across the street. About 20 years ago.
Oh, nice.
And we opened here 20 years ago.
I wish Eric were here because, I mean, if anybody knows the history, like the copper chairs, I mean, that, like, what is, outrageous. You know what I mean? Like, what's the history behind that? It's so cool. You know, like, some of the stuff going on here. The architecture up above us, the copper seating, like, why?
Well,
not there's anything wrong with it. It's
unique.
It's unique.
It's
and it's cool.
It was here before
and I'm
the
curious.
Shop.
Yeah, no, I'm curious.
Even,
like
even
the
wall down the end's gone.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm curious if anybody like knows the history of.
As I'm looking at that, I believe that's just a part of that old furniture that it's like a big bench unit that
no,
you can
it,
see
it's
there.
It's just so cool. Like
there's so much. If you walk around downstairs and if you look around while you're up here, there's so much memorabilia and old.
It's really interesting.
You can't see the wall. There's so many placards up.
And Eric is very, very, he's very particular about what can get thrown away.
Well, of course, he's obvious, like a leave it alone type of guy.
He's a leave it alone.
Look at this. I mean, look how awesome.
Yeah, he's a leave it alone type of guy. I mean, everything that you see here, there's Boston, there's Fenway Park stuff, there's. There's just, I mean, I could go, I don't even know there's so much stuff. I mean,
Castro's in Manchester has the Fenway, two of the Fenway seats.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff.
There's a barber chair over there.
I love the sign over here. Who do I trust? I trust me, Scarface.
Awesome. I don't know if
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
I'm not sure if you've had the chance yet to peruse the library behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we saw it.
Spice Girls.
But those go back quite a while. Yeah.
Brings back memories.
Yes. Playboy is in the house.
There used to be underneath my bed. I think he stole them from me.
That's right. Yeah, we had a stack in our clubhouse back in the late 70s.
Some of those go back to the days when I'd steal them from my dad, you know? I
mean, that's Pavarotti up there, too.
It's better than the JCPenney catalog.
The pages really
I mean, when you got the cover of Cigar Aficionado with Sharon Stone, I mean... I mean, look at that, Chuck. I mean,
it's mint.
Who can pull off short hair like that?
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Currently,
you got Raquel Welch.
One of my favorite movies is The Quick and the Dead.
Oh yeah,
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, so she got your bite of short hair.
Yes.
The movie she played in where about the killer.
Oh, Body Double?
Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct.
Yeah. She uncrosses her legs.
Famous picture.
Sorry, there's a lady present.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
But like, I look over there and I love that old Chesterfield cigarette sign, even though it's cigarettes. But I mean, that's a classic old.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Well, you know, metal. It's not just here. I mean, every Castro's location you go to, you see that. There's things you look around at. Even in the bathroom. You're in the bathroom peeing in Manchester, and you're like, oh, man, look at that. That's so cool.
Priceless art on the wall.
He has a picture of Ernest Hemingway before he killed himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm
just
like, Eric, do you have any idea how much this picture is worth? And it's right before Ernest Hemingway.
Papa Hemingway.
Killed himself.
And he says, I don't care. It's not for sale.
Yeah.
The thing I love is
Hold on, though. But he did sell something. He sold me his humidor downstairs.
Yes, he did.
Remember that night?
I've been going to Manchester one for almost 20 years, and I still find new things on the wall I haven't seen before.
Yep.
Big time.
Yeah. It's like almost like an old Victorian.
One of the coolest things here, if you go to the bottom of the stairs, there's the rack, the coat rack with the hat.
Right, it holds your hat.
And they lock in. So you put your hat on there, and it locks in. You take the key out.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no. Wow.
And it holds on to your hat.
But, you know, every time you come here, you can see something new. There's so much that, like, right now I'm looking around. I'm seeing all these things. It's great. But I could come here a month from now and be like, oh, my God, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cool.
Yeah. It's so cool. So folks, if you're up in this area, you got to visit the Castros.
Yep.
Any one of them will.
Yeah, they're will incredible. Are they all definitely. Like this? Are they all?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like I said, Bedford is its own. I think you've been there.
I've been there.
They all have the similar.
Right.
Similar ambiance, but yeah, they have different feelings.
Very different cultures in each of the Castros.
Yeah.
Concord's mostly young people. Bedford. Is I would say Bedford is more white collar,
local, regulars,
right,
and quiet.
Manchester's blue collar, a mixture of everybody. Here, you got an older crew. Here,
it is a little bit older,
you know,
and it's a lot more mixed.
Yeah,
I saw
a number of ladies walking in smoking cigars, including your wife.
Yeah, we've got a regular lady right behind you.
Does she smoke?
Jill,
she does.
Nice. Yeah, I walked in the door for the first time, and I could feel the same vibe as Manchester.
You sure?
Just the feel of the way the place is.
Manchester?
Yeah. When I walked in here.
Oh, in here.
I'm saying I could feel the similarity. Yes. I just couldn't. Yeah. You know, you feel at home. You walk in, and you just, it's a comfort.
Chill.
Yeah. The ventilation up here is really nice, too.
It's like, you know, it's like really
beautiful. Oh, if you notice, the ventilation is beautiful.
It's like.
I had never been to Bedford. Sonia was doing an event there for, I want to say Dunbarton. Could be wrong, but I think it was Dunbarton. Yeah, I believe it was. And he texted me randomly. He's like, hey, doing a Dunbarton event this Thursday. Happened to be I was staying at a hotel for work right near it. I'm like, hey, what the heck? So I went over. Never been there. Now, just like most of the Castros, similar. The architecture, the things on the walls are all the same. But, different clientele. But, you know, the similar welcoming feel at all the locations.
Yeah, I think it's like the worn in feel.
Yeah.
You feel like everything.
Different people, obviously, but
so it has that comfortable. Relax, you
know? It's not stuffy. It's not uptight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, whether you're wearing work clothes or you're wearing nice clothes because you're going out to a nice dinner afterwards, it doesn't matter.
Or
you walk into Castro's, you know, it's there. It's what you expect, and it's almost going like to be consistent.
It's almost like it's like a saloon feel.
Yep.
And just real fast, for my friends, the Wolfords, I'm smoking from Viking Picks, one of their picks.
Very nice.
Oh, what a great pick this is.
Okay, it's time for Controversy Corner.
What do you got?
So I'm going to talk about an ongoing problem in this country. And what I'm finding is that we have a major homeless problem. It's just has been overtaking this country. And it was going on years before. And what I see with the homeless people is that this country has an abundance of places to stay. Now, if you go out and you rent Airbnb, you stay in that, but you have a house back home. There's a lot of rich people who own 5-10 houses. There's these beautiful cities and, you know, different vacation places that people own second and third homes. And in these same places, the young people have no place to live. And the homeless people, a lot of the homeless people, they may have, some mental illness. They have some things. And just like I'm connected to Vermont, and Vermont has been paying for upwards to 1,500 families to stay in hotels. So they rent out these hotels. The problem is that these, I call them like barracudas, they've been buying up the hotels, and then they would rent their hotel room for $50 a night to a person walking in the door, but they make the state pay them $150, $200 a night. Now the state's just, you know, stuck, and they have to pay a big rate for it. And I think it's just unbelievable, not even going down the road of all the illegals coming in being housed. Let's not even talk about that. I'm more worried about the veterans and the American citizens who are living on the street.
Absolutely.
And I keep looking out and saying something's got to be done for it. So here's an idea that I'm just working through. I would like to see some rich, well-off people step in and buy these small hotels. Either they're running and take them over and turning into some like – make it a nonprofit and, you know, set up a nonprofit and just let these people live there for real cheap. And one of my ideas would be, you know, if you give something to people for free, they don't appreciate it. So maybe with the way our business thing is a businessman could set up a little side business in the hotel where these people would work 5 or 10 hours a week doing some incremental piecework,
cleaning
in there,
changing the beds,
whatever it is. Give them a job, make them earn their keep, but you can't expect them to work 40 hours a week. It's hard enough to get these people to work 5 or 10 hours a week. But if we could do something to change this whole atmosphere, I hate seeing people living in tents in this country, and we have so much housing. There's enough housing in this country for everybody.
What we need
to do is we need the idea of some rich people stepping in, buying the place, and maybe as a tax write-off. You know, they buy the hotel and they let it lose money and they take the $1 million tax write-off every year. And we just need these people. It's a nice idea to build new housing, but we can't build enough new housing. And most developers want to build houses that are expensive. And everything's just getting cashed out.
You know,
and so I really feel bad for a lot of the people. You know, you got a town like Nashua here, and you got hundreds and hundreds of people who have no place to live. And they end up, you know, sleeping under a bridge or makeshift, you see it, and they're out in the backwoods and they're walking the streets. And we have to do something as a country. And I don't know what's going to happen now because we've been letting in so many illegals flying in, and we're stepping up giving them the housing. So now our veterans and our poor people have no place to live. So somebody with money needs to make a difference. And if you want to, you know, build your legacy and put your name on it, and we'll talk about you 100 years from now or 50 years from now, somebody with money needs to step up. So,
well put. I agree with you 100%.
I agree with you too, Mike. But what's funny is there is a certain percentage of the homeless who want to be on the street. There's one guy near where I live, and we've tried to help him. My stepdaughters wanted to help him, and they talk to him, and he likes to live on the street.
Well, then let him. But I know, you can't force anyone to do it, but
no.
Not the people who like it, the people who are stuck. And it's just a constant barrage, and they go week after week. They don't know if they're going to have a room paid for next week. And it's just an ugly situation. No. And I think that, you know, we need to step up as a country.
Well, and I think there's two different classes, too. Some of them don't want it, but there's other people who just caught up in the, whatever, COVID and the inflation and everything. And they used to make money and work and have a livelihood. Those are the people that really we need to help out.
The ones who
have fallen in bad times and they want to build themselves up. They can't get their way there. It's not clear.
Right. But we can't let the government do it because Reagan said, I'm with the government and we're here to help you.
It's got
to
be grassroots.
And that's the joke. You know, you can't let the government. We need people who are well off. You know, I do it. I go around. I'm at the store. You know, I see a poor guy. He's got three or four things in his carriage. I did it the other day. I didn't have a lot on me. I threw him a 20 in his hand. I go, here, buy some more stuff. Around Christmas time, you know, different times of year, I'll drop hundreds into people's and just it's my give a hun. And I throw $100 to people at the supermarket because I feel they're already there. They're already buying food. If I put $100 in their hand, most likely they're going to buy food and stuff. They might buy beer and cigarettes. That's their choice. But what I'm saying is that we have to help these people. And I just feel like I got to do something to give these people a place to live. Because once they have a place to live, then they can get a job. Then they can take a shower in the morning.
You got
to
give them that first step.
Work.
Yeah, you got
to
get
the biggest energy. The biggest deception with the housing issue, and I actually was talking to Mike on the drive up here about this, is, you know, for example, in the town I live in, they keep building apartment buildings in the downtown area.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest complaints is parking. Okay. So people have problems with it. Well, a while ago, they were building this apartment building, and they said, we need approval for this. And they said, oh, it's going to be veterans housing. So everybody, and understandably so, and I'm a supporter of that, says, oh, obviously, we support this. We approve this. Veterans housing?
You'd be a
told not to say we're for this.
Right.
They build the veterans housing. We're all excited about this. And you realize there's a lot of crime going on. There's a lot of unsavory people hanging out outside. Come to find out, for them to classify it as veterans housing means that only 28% of the people living in that building have to be veterans.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
So the people in the town supported this issue. Okay, veterans housing, it's a great idea. I mean, again, I'll say it right here on the air. You're an if you don't support veterans housing. I mean, come on, let's face it. But only 28% of the people in that building have to be veterans. Right. Aside from that, it can be anyone.
Right? Yep.
Anybody on any type of government subsidy. And I'm not saying that people on government subsidies all, you know, are milking the system or they're a problem. But when, you know, it's presented as veterans housing,
it
should be veterans.
Right. Yeah.
Not 28%. I mean, maybe not 100%, but maybe 78% veterans housing.
But the problem,
not 28%.
We're running
into supported this.
This is a
sad situation. If this is sold as veterans housing to get approval,
it should be
the majority veterans housing, not 28%.
Worse than that is a sad situation. A lot of the hotels around, and you find it in New Hampshire, you find it heavily in New York, the states stepping up with funds to rent the whole hotel out, but they're putting in illegal immigrants.
Yeah, it's all over Massachusetts.
I run into that in my job.
Here we are, help these people are coming into our country illegally, and they're being given housing.
Yeah.
And we've got hundreds of thousands of people
in this country. That's the problem right there, though. They're cutting in front of the line.
Exactly.
They're cutting everybody off.
And, you know, I run into that in my job because I stay in hotels for my job when I do travel on the road, which isn't often anymore, but I do. And one example is a hotel in Newburgh, New York. I stayed at. It was a really nice hotel, renovated a couple of years ago. Beautiful hotel. About a year ago, me and a few other guys called. And, hey, this hotel says closed on Google. What the f*** is going on? It was just renovated. Why is it closed? And sure enough, they rented out the entire hotel. The government is paying them more money.
They're not renting it out. They're giving it to them.
The government is paying the hotel more money than a normal rate.
For people to stay there,
yeah,
and it's 100%.
Well, that's like
refugees.
An example.
In case people listening can't see my quote marks, refugees.
Right. You're going to talk about there was a group of people. You know,
example is Route 1 in Saugus, right? Every single hotel now, Red Roof Inn used to be $99 a night. Now it's $250.
Yeah,
because they can get that from the government. No one's going to stay there except for the people who are getting the money.
There's a hotel I stay at in Massachusetts that they don't reap those benefits, but they have more business now because a hotel near them is reaping those benefits.
Like one of the places, Spinelli's down in Saugus and Peabody, they just got a $10 million grant to feed people. Guess who they're feeding? Not the veterans. not the people who worked for a living and now caught up. It's all the illegal aliens.
Right. So we're not going to be able to stop the government from doing what the government's doing. So what we need is we need private people to step up with private money.
Right. Grassroots.
And then they can make the rules and say, we're only going to allow legal residents of this country
to
stay
here. How do you
Again, you have to have people who are rich, who are altruistic, and step up and do something with their money instead of having $1 billion or $100 million.
People who are affluent know how to do these things.
Right.
And they can.
And they should. What they should do is they shouldn't be giving the money to the government to give it out because it's done so inefficiently.
Yeah.
If they do it themselves at the grassroots level, they can control it. And that's where that comes down to. So I'm shouting out to anybody who's got a little money, you know, go do something.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen. You know, I'm a nurse in a hospital, and I see so many elderly that are homeless. And it's sad. It's sad. And some of these people worked for 40, 50 years.
Paid taxes to the United States their whole lives.
They did, and they're like, I have no place to live.
And they're living off the Social Security.
Like, and it's so sad.
$1,000 a month or $500.
It's just sad.
So we as a people have to step up and fix it, and we can't expect the government to fix it. And we got to stop thinking that the government's going to solve it. And so anyone who's involved, let's go. Great. I'll brainstorm with
anyone
you.
Listening.
That's right. I do my little part. I actually
You planted the seed.
That's it.
I think we all do our little parts. We try, but I mean, it's like
my plan. I could build. I got some land up north, and I could build and take care of the rich and famous. I'm going to build small cabins that I'm going to be able to rent for cheap to young couples and people who work locally, because the locals can't. It's a ski town that I own in, and they can't. There's no place to live.
Oh yeah.
And so the workers are driving 30 and 40 and 50 minutes away to get to work. They should be right
prime.
Around the corner.
That's prime.
They should live in the town.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking to change it in my little world. And if anyone else can do the same in their little world, and you know, stop thinking you got to make a $10 million profit. You just make $500,000. We can live large. We can smoke these cigars.
Thank you.
Stop smoking the $100 cigars. Smoke this one.
We can do both. We can do both.
All right. Nice topic.
Good topic, Mike. All right.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
So
that was
if anybody
great.
Has
you.
Any ideas, send an email to cigarhacks@cigarhacks.com, the care of to Mustang Mike.
That's it. We'll work with you.
All right. There we go. All right, time to recap the cigar here.
I'll go first. I'm usually one of the first ones done with the cigar. I tend to be a fast smoker. I'm still smoking this. I still have an inch and a half left. This is an incredibly well-built cigar.
Yeah, it is.
We've been on this cigar for well over an hour. Hour and a half, even.
And I still am enjoying the hell out of it.
All the way down to the last quarter, it is delicious.
Yeah,
it's very good. It's going nice with my bourbon right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying the conversation. And this is what you live for, is these moments where you relax with a group of friends, smoking a good cigar, having a nice bourbon or a water or whatever you like. And this is the way it's supposed to be. This is America, people.
Yeah.
It's America.
Yeah. Chuck, to that, brother.
Now, Chuck, your feedback?
That's the same thing I was thinking. Is tonight's beautiful weather. We're lucky. We're very fortunate people to be able to do this. And to smoke a cigar like this was an honor. It was really good. I rated it pretty much as high as any other cigar, I think, and probably better than any cigar.
Your thoughts, since you came in late?
Well, I'm a person that judges a cigar by its construction, like you said, and it's burning evenly, and I'm also a fast smoker.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I, a third of the way through this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got an even burn. The cap is still intact. I tend to hang mine out of my mouth so that cap doesn't last long on a lot of cigars. It's just a great, well-built, smooth, even burn, consistent, very good cigar.
Can't wait till these are in the shops around here
and
I can
Mike?
Get some.
I know.
I'd just like to shout out to everybody and see if anyone wants to raise their rating.
I don't change my rating, but I might be a slight slower smoker than everybody else. But still, if I were to dig for something wrong with this cigar, I still can't find it.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw aside one of the best points of a cigar is the company you keep and the people around you. Great. Let's throw all this aside. Cigar is still phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is an amazing cigar.
I agree.
Yeah. I really love this cigar. I actually just messaged him on Instagram and said,
well, what stores do you sell to that have an online presence? Because I'll buy a box tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it is a phenomenal
cigar. Yeah,
but
our goal is to get them in the local shops because
obviously,
goal is to buy them
local. Obviously it is. But if he has a shop in Florida that's a small shop that sells them online, I'll buy a box. We're still supporting a
cigar
small online store. You know, it's a phenomenal cigar. I'm not going to change my rating. I gave a great rating, and it's going to continue. Regardless of the presence I keep during this cigar, it's phenomenal. Whether the presence is great or doesn't matter.
And,
sorry, Chuck.
And just something.
Well, you cut me off.
And just something to throw out there. I know Joey's down in Florida with Carlito, but I am honored. We got the long hauler on the show. Doesn't come on very often. And I'm just as honored for sitting with Carlito versus sitting with you. I am honored to be with this great group of friends. Really, really truthful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I delivered him in my cigar car.
I got one of those.
Uh-huh. This cigar is outrageous. Yeah. And I'm smoking it down to the end.
Oh, yeah.
When the cigar doesn't get your attention while you're among friends, that's a great cigar.
Yeah.
When it's
honestly,
only the flavor of the cigar that gets your attention and not the distraction of what's going on with the cigar.
And when I first lit it up to now, I'm down to my last third. The retrohale is still smooth as like this is like, hey Mark, can you perfect a cigar? Sure. I want a retrohale from beginning to end. This cigar is doing that. I mean, this is an amazing cigar.
Okay, so what Mike is alluding to is a Saguba.
And I'm sorry, Chuck, if I cut you off.
We're gonna come up with a new thing called Saguba.
There you go.
Saguba.
But it's only going to be for friends and associates and people who know me. It's going to be on the QT.
You know what you can do?
With your
idea. Start our own cigar and give all the profits to wherever it has to go.
I'm going to step out, guys. Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
For joining us, Dave.
Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet
you all again.
Oh, you got to hear the ending. The ending's great. We play our drops.
Oh, we're going to do it right now.
We're going to do it right now.
All right.
We're signing out in minutes.
I look forward to
seconds. Seconds.
And when we introduce you, wait for the music first.
Okay. All right. So that's that. You ready to wrap her up?
Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks to the panel. We've got right next to me is Wild Will.
Girl, look at that body. I work out.
If a girl's looking at this body, hey, good luck.
She might be blind.
But no, I love Castro's, and it was a great night. Good people, great cigar, and some laughs.
All right, we got the big hose, Bill, over here.
I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. And they're such big balls. Fancy big balls.
Well, I had a great time tonight. I'm glad I made the trip up here. I'm from Mass. And an hour ride, it was well worth it. And sorry, my other half couldn't be here. My son, Joey, he's in Florida right now having a few good cigars with some celebrities. And Arturo Fuente and Rocky Patel. And I just want to say, I wish he could be here. He wanted to be here. But he had other places to be.
Well, he went to Carlito's birthday party. So.
That's right.
Sure
and,
did.
Yeah. And congratulations and happy birthday, 70 years.
And at least his drinks are now ash-free because I'm not there.
All right, we got the fiddler.
I like that one, Dave. I really like it.
Thank you.
Can you play that?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Perfect. I have to say, tonight was a perfect night. Perfect atmosphere, the place, the weather, the friends all around, and the cigar was fantastic. So, great night tonight. Thanks, Dave.
Mustang Mike.
That's it. So, I want everybody to use the conspiracies in the world to fix the world. In their understanding of what's going on to fix the world and stop expecting the government to fix it for us.
Well put.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen.
All right, we got the long hauler.
You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
Glad to be back for a show, and I love the fan mail that keeps coming in, you know. Hey, Mark.
You know, your voice makes my panties drop. You know, I mean, fan mail like that just motivates me to come back. You know, happy to be back. And
I only wrote love that once.
Group of guys.
All right, it's Enema Boy, Nurse Rick.
This town needs an enema.
Enema Boy is still in the house with a great group of people. Dear friends.
All right. And do we have a podcast name for our new
friend? For Dave?
Yeah. Castro Dave.
It's Castro Dave.
Castro Dave.
It's a good name.
Oh. Ice Baby.
There you go.
Like I said, it was great to meet all of you. It's always great to catch the podcast all over the New England locations. I've probably seen you guys, what, 3 or 4 times around?
You have?
Yeah. It's always great to be a part of it and watch
Thank
what you guys do.
Thank you for coming on.
All right. This is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man! The legend!
Of what? We just don't know.
A legend in his own mind.
All right. Thanks to the listeners. You made it to another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks, all over the usual channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Book, send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com, and we'll read it on the air. See you next time on Cigar Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks talking great cigars, etc.